I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I can tell you who wishes he was not off today. I mean, I'll tell you who's gonna remember this Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day for the rest of his life.
Who that?
The former Titans head coach.
No!
Titans fire head coach.
Yeah.
Brian Callahan. He was 4-19 in Nashville. And Tyler, you were a week early, man.
Just 1 week too early.
You were a week early. Tyler predicted this in his bold hot take.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks back, I guess it was 2 weeks, two bold hot takes ago.
Yeah, it was when we introduced that segment. Our the Drive's hot takes.
Yeah, the Titans have fired their head coach Brian Callahan again. He was 4-19 in Nashville. Look, I hate that they fired him this early because I was hoping that we'd play him again and we'd get an easy dub with him at the helm.
Are you afraid they're going to be that much better?
Great point. As I was saying, I was like, you know what? I mean, this probably isn't going to change much with Brian Callahan. Offensive-minded head coach, averaged just over 17 points a game in those 23 games that he coached, and he was on the verge of running the second young quarterback that he's laid his hands on in the ground. I mean, and look, I don't believe that Will Levis, a guy that he inherited from the previous regime in Nashville. I don't believe Will Levis was set to win Super Bowls and be a starting quarterback in this league anyway. But Will Levis, I mean, was awful under Brian Callahan.
Yeah.
And now you get to Cam Ward. And not that Cam Ward has been awful, because I think in six games or in five games, however many it's been, I don't know that we really know what the hell Cam Ward is or isn't. But he is going to press conferences after the fourth game of the year talking about, let's be honest, we asked. And he's talking about the team, but it's an offensive-minded head coach that can't get things right. Look, I would like to sit here and say this is about being 4-19. 4-19 is not good. But this guy didn't last 2 years because of the what appears to be overwhelmed with being a head coach. The head coach duties, whether it's managing a quarterback, young quarterback, managing games, knowing the rule book, managing a team. This is one of those situations where it just seems like Brian Callahan was out over his skis becoming a head coach in the first place.
But, man, you know, his dad's offensive line coach.
Yeah.
His dad's got head coaching experience before in the NFL.
Yep.
And I cannot believe that he would allow, okay, he's going to have some kind of pull, right?
Sure, yeah.
How is he going to allow his rookie quarterback to go out there and talk like that in front of the world, right? In front of the media, and say that this early on in a season? That, to me, already screams no discipline and dysfunction in the building.
Well, to me, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. There's not some expectations that have been set, some guidelines, if you will, that have been set of how we're going to deal with media and how we're going to keep things in house kind of deal. But the only reason the only way that Cam Ward goes to a media session and makes those kind of comments is because clearly the the head coach is not doing it,
mm-hmm.
right? Clearly, there's not an alpha in the building that's going, hey, man, we got to get this stuff right. Clearly, there is a void in leadership in that building to where literally a quarterback that ain't played five NFL games, who is an alpha, who has left every place he's ever been a better place, that quick said, no, man, this ain't it. This
right.
Enough is enough, man. This ain't it. We got to have a come to Jesus meeting with this group here. I can't keep doing this. So you're right. The simple fact that a quarterback goes to the press conference and says that is a clear indicator of this coach doesn't have control of his young quarterback, of his locker room, of his of what's being relayed to the media. So no surprise whatsoever, Brian Callahan is out in Nashville.
Jeffrey Simmons yesterday,
called
basically his head coach and the entire staff out. By the way, they just came off of a win. Doesn't matter how they got it. They got a win last weekend against the Cardinals. Lucky. But how do you have like the worst week of practice coming off of your first win of an NFL season? And that's what Jeffrey Simmons said the Titans had this past week. So that maybe his comments after the game told you everything you needed to know.
Well, I've been a part of some bad organizations at the NFL level, and what I would probably refer to as some bad practices. I don't know that I recall anybody ever going to the media and saying, man, we had some bad practices. So again, the simple fact that there's a void in leadership and players feel the need to whether it's defending themselves, defending their team, clearly voicing some major concern in Nashville, and it results in the head coach Brian Callahan being out. We'll see what direction the Titans go after this. I would assume, boys, that the Titans go in a direction of a proven offensive minded head coach that can do at the very least some very quickly do some positive things with Cam Ward. I mean, that's what you've got to do, right? I mean, you've got to go get an offensive-minded head coach, because the priority, simply number one priority, is that Cam Ward cannot die on the vine. He cannot be a guy that you don't get the most out of.
Yeah. Hell, you can't have two rookie quarterbacks in a row.
Yeah. One being a number one overall pick.
Flops. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I got to believe that getting him in a position to succeed and succeed quickly is the key here. It'll be interesting to see how the Titans handle this. I will not be shocked, boys, to be honest with you. I got frustrated on these airwaves last weekend just talking about football in general, about how stupid. I think it was Brian Callahan, actually. Brian Callahan comes out after four games and says, you know, I think Cam Ward, he appears to play better when we're spread and when we use tempo. It took you four NFL games to understand that. Did you watch him at Miami? You drafted him number one overall. What the hell are we talking about?
Sounds kind of familiar.
Well, look.
Now, it didn't take four games. It took about three games for us to hear the same thing and see a change here with the Houston Texans, Haley.
Yeah, no, look, it's the craziest thing ever. So I say that to say, if it were me, I would go like the Cliff Kingsbury of the world that have had like MVP level, Pro Bowl level success with young quarterbacks immediately, who, by the way, runs a system that Cam Ward has ran multiple times in college. So it'd be a seamless transition.
Yeah.
And you guarantee yourself that you're at least going to put a good offense out there. You're at least going to know what your quarterback can do. You're at least going to put yourself in a position where you could score some points and win some games. And let's be honest, if we're being completely transparent here, it's easier for an offensive-minded head coach to find a good, solid defensive coordinator these days than it is a defensive-minded head coach to go find a proven pelts-on-the-wall offensive coordinator.
Also sounds very familiar.
We're watching it. We're seeing it. So we will hope. I say that the football guy in me just hopes they get it right and put a good product on the field. The Texans fan in me hopes that they keep hiring guys that can't get it done and can't manage men and ultimately go 4-19 in a year and a half. So who's next, boys? You got a couple of teams out there in the NFL. Arizona and Miami. The Dolphins and the Cardinals is there another somebody out there that may be on the short list of firing a head coach?
If there is, it's a distant third, right?
Yeah.
In terms of like who's next. I mean, before the Giants and Jackson Dart started, really kind of playing better, I think they would have been on the list. They're still there, but the seat is less hot.
New Orleans and New York, they're obviously not because they're first year head coaches.
Right.
What about Atlanta? If the wheels come off in Atlanta.
Well, what about New York? with Aaron Glenn.
Like first year, he ain't going nowhere.
I know, but okay. That was the reason why you'd set this was only year two for Callahan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's not, you told me this, it's not because he went 4-19, but it's because he clearly doesn't know how to coach ball at this level, right? Well, what if that same type of determination, not saying it would be right, but is made in New York? I mean, for an organization that seems to be pretty hasty one way or the other.
Well, it just takes more than five games for me to get there. But he's on his way. He's off to that start for damn sure.
Yeah.
I think it's Miami, boys. Look, I think when we look at Mike McDaniel in Miami, the whole look, the whole approach. I mean, you sound like you're high every time you're at the deal. You're, and I don't care what it's like. I'm not worried about, boy, that's the face of the Miami Dolphins. I could care less. But to me, like this new age of coach that's coming up in this advanced stat and in these systems that's never called plays, it's never been a head coach. You know, people get they get excited about these guys and fascinated with these guys, but the reality of it is, back to my original.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Point, if you're not an alpha, if you can't lead men through adverse situations,
mm-hmm.
right, then you will not and never, ever, ever survive at the NFL level.
Wasn't that the initial knock on McDaniels, you know, whenever he first took the job, is like, man, this guy, you know, he's never played before at this level. Like, how is he going to respond to adversity?
Right.
And very early on, it was like, well, holy crap, like this is such an innovative, you know,
sure, the innovative
next level offensive scheme that he's got. It looks like it's going to work. And until, you know, injuries start coming and there's drama and you put all these different characters in a locker room together and it's times get tough. That's what we think we're seeing right now. To me, what you heard from Jeffrey Simmons yesterday, I think told you everything you needed to know. I think Tua Tagovailoa in his post-game press conference yesterday told you everything you need to know about what's not happening right now in Miami. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, you know, trying to say like, hey, you know, look, even me, you know, I turned the ball over three times. It starts with me. But then he's calling teammates out and basically pointing to a lack of discipline and accountability by saying people are not showing up to meetings. People are showing up late to meetings. That's a big deal, and you're seeing the result of it week in and week out on the field with the Dolphins.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna tell you, man. Again, ownership. This is what blows my mind in the NFL. From an owner's perspective, if you watch your team play and it's subpar play and you're not winning, whatever, and you go flip your TV on and your quarterback, who you paid money, is talking about, like, we're at a point where he's talking about players being late to players only meeting. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Fire everybody in the building. Find the quickest way out of the Tua contract that you can. Get rid of all the cancers and start over. Right? You know what I mean? Like that is one of those deals. Like what owner watches what goes on? Like Jerry Jones watching what went on that last drive that got them beat last night or yesterday. Like that, you watch that, every defensive coach should be fired today. Done. Move on. Like you cannot have though. You can't win with it. You're going in the wrong direction. It's not ever going to work. If those kind of things are already happening 6 weeks into a damn NFL season, you got pros out there that are getting paid good money. If they're allowing things like, if they don't just instinctually know better.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got to clean house and start.
Some of that self-inflicted though, that last point you made.
Oh, some of what?
The Jerry Jones thing.
Oh, yeah, that's the Dallas. That's the Dallas way. I agree. No, but the other thing that Jerry will do is Jerry will keep it in the, you know, he'll keep Eberflus as a defensive coordinator for longer than he should, and you know, just again wallow in the dysfunction that is the Dallas Cowboys defense right now. They'll sell tickets because that offense is so sexy. They'll be on SportsCenter because that offense is so sexy, and they'll make a bunch of money on the flip side of it. But they ain't gonna threaten a damn soul with that defense doing what they're doing. So it's rough.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.